Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on in the Psalms. We're on Psalm 47. Has a title, like most of them do, and the title is this: To the Choir Master, or to the Chief Musician, a Psalm of the Sons of Korah. So we've seen that many, maybe all so far, I haven't really checked individually, many, if not most, if not all, of the Psalms that are 40-something like that, 41, 42, 43, are sons of the Korah, sons of Korah Psalms. So here's verse 1. It says this: Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. Yeah, you probably know it from the King James. Clap your hands, all your peoples. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Yeah, a lot of these Psalms, particularly the first lines, the last lines, we sing them in song. Well, why are we to do this? Why are we to clap our hands, all peoples? Why are we to shout to God with songs of joy? Verse 2, for the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. And so this psalm is often described as a coronation psalm, okay? A kind of psalm that is proclaimed when a king is placed upon the throne. And so that is the picture right here. It's acknowledging that the Lord Most High, is that El Elyon? Yes, it is El Elyon, okay? Is to be feared. King James says, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He's a great king. Just shows how words are change their usage. But we understand that the Most High is to be feared. He is awesome, as the lexicon says, a great king over all the earth. So he's speaking of the Lord God being king over all. Verse 3, he subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. So the psalmists are talking about what the Lord has done through his people. Okay, what he's done, that he's actually subdued other people. In other words, given them victory, and that nations are under their feet. Verse 4, he chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. Okay, so they're acknowledging it, that it's the Lord who has chosen their heritage or their inheritance. Okay, sometimes we sit there and wonder, I was speaking with some young people about this recently, you know, why am I like this? Why did God make me this way? Why am I in this family? Why am I in this group of people? Why am I where I am? Hey, the Lord has chosen a heritage, an inheritance for us. And you know what? We do well to remember that it's the Lord who has done that. It'll actually set you free of a lot of things. So the pride of Jacob is the one whom the Lord loves. Now, verse 5. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. So again, it's the idea of ascending to a thronehood, idea of the Lord ascending. Now, obviously, not that he has never been king or wasn't king before, okay? It's a song acknowledging that it's the Lord who sits on the throne and that we need to realize that he is enthroned and allow him to be enthroned within us. Verse 6, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our king. Sing praises. 1, 2, 3, 4 times in that two sentence verse, it says to sing. To sing. And it literally means to sing, to make music, to make melody. We are to sing praises to the Lord. The Hebrew word is zamar, zamar. And it literally means to praise, okay? Literally to praise the Lord. Everyone is called to do this. People say, oh, I can't sing, I can't sing. We're not talking about, the Lord's not talking about a glorious voice that will impress mankind. He is talking about a heart that's pursuing the Lord and that loves the Lord and wants to declare praises to him. 4 times we're told to sing in this verse. 4 times we're told what to sing. Praises. Twice we're told who is to be sung to. To God, who is our King. So sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. You see this idea that we've seen all the way through the psalm of repeating something, okay, the repetition of it. Also, sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, that God is our King. And this is a public declaration that would be made. And so sometimes when people, they'll say snarky things. It's nothing new, folks. It's been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years. They'll say snarky things about the kind of song that somebody's singing. And quite often in my life, the comment that's made is, well, we just repeat the same words over and over. They're just saying the same thing over and over. And I remember the first time somebody said that to me, probably 45 years ago now. And I went, yeah, it's a choir member, sweet, sweet person, you know. I said, it's sort of like that. You know that song, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You know that song? Yeah, of course, the hallelujah chorus. Repetitive over and over, right? Well, they don't think of it that way. It's as old as the scriptures, if not before. Look here, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. So the words are there four times. But the phrase is there four times. It is a declaration. It is a commandment. It is an instruction. We're to sing praises. Verse 7, for God is the King of all the earth. Oh, guess what? Sing praises with a psalm. With a psalm. Well, that's interesting. So he declares again that God is the King over all the earth and that we're to sing praises. The New American Standard and the ESV say with a psalm. King James and the Lexham say, with understanding. With understanding. And I actually like that better because when you look up the word, I just clicked it on and looked it up. It says to sing with this particular word, sakal, which means to be prudent, be circumspect, wisely understanding. In other words, sing a praise unto the Lord with a understanding. Okay, with a wise understanding. The New American Standard actually says skillful psalm. I like that. ESV just says psalm. But we're to sing with understanding what we're proclaiming about the Lord unto the Lord. Verse 8, God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. So it's just a declaration of what we've been seeing and what's being declared here. That the Lord rules and reigns over the earth, okay? And that's what the psalmist is declaring here. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Now, one more verse. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. What is that about? Well, it's just a declaration that the princes of the people from all the nations that are gathering together, it's the God of Abraham. It's just not any of the other gods that are around. And there are other gods. We call them small g gods, but there are other gods. But this is the God of Abraham. And the God of Abraham provides shields of the earth. It says, for the shields of the earth belong to God. The protections of the earth belongs to God. He is to be highly exalted. We saw that in the previous psalm, that the Lord is our refuge and our strength and our ever-present help in times of trouble, how he is our bow, that he is our shield, he is our defense. That is the Most High God. And this is the psalm that's declaring that this King is enthroned and he will watch over his people. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode.